Well, hey there. Yes, indeed. This is Fish and Frank, and we're trying again to get back on the website. Still having problems with all the servers and stuff, but quite honestly, it's getting better. Hopefully, we'll be back on full time next week. But in the meantime, we're going to do a little fishing report with Robert, trying to keep all this stuff together. Yes, indeed. It's been a... When we put the radio show up on our other server, it kind of overwhelmed them, and they couldn't handle the bandwidth. And thank you guys for tuning in and listening. And starting this next week, we should be back doing multiple shows a week. But anyway, Robert, fishing report. We haven't done one in a while. We gotta work something out. Let's.
Yeah, I think the weather's been kind of making it tough. Plus, this internet stuff has been making it even tougher.
Oh, it's between the weather and boat shows and not being able to access the website. That's been the biggest crazy part about it. Can't even get on my own website. So hopefully next week we'll be on all the time.
Hopefully these guys live up to what they're promising.
Yeah, well, they should. Big company. We went from a small company up to one of the big dogs. So hopefully that's going to do it all.
There you go.
Anyway, let's see. Why don't we start over up by Lemon Bay? Let's go down the intercoastal a little bit.
Sounds good. I think that's where a lot of your best consistent fishing has been anyway. Water temperature's cold. Real cold.
Yeah, what'd you say? 50-something?
58, a gentleman told me yesterday, crossing from Alligator Creek to Alligator Creek Reef heading towards Alligator Creek.
Yeah, that's cold.
That's pretty chilly. And that was yesterday before this hit.
Then the next few days it'll drop even further. Good thing is like we talk about, it kills a lot of the microalgaes, bacteria and stuff. Things are getting pretty nasty out there.
I think even though it's been getting cold, I think even all these fronts being kind of back to back, you know, it seems like they've been like 5 to 6 days apart. The one thing that's been kind of interesting is it hasn't been super windy the way most of your fronts have been. I mean, it's breezy, don't get me wrong, but it's not that sustained 25 and 35 mile an hour winds for right. several days.
My boat's been sitting on the trailer. I can promise you that.
Yeah.
I'm a wuss.
I don't blame you.
Just a wuss.
So am I. Hey, I'm dressed here in a Carhartt, long underwear shirt.
You got insulated jeans. Where do you find insulated jeans? I've never even seen
those
before.
That was my Christmas present from the wife. She was very thoughtful about me being chicken this year with the cold.
Yes, with the cold. Yes.
I was trying to be nice.
I know, but there's just sometimes there's no other way.
Yeah.
Okay. So anyway, we're talking about Lemon Bay. At least theoretically, that's what we're doing.
Yeah. The trout have been still kind of in that same spot where they're sitting off the edge of a lot of the people's docks, kind of just on the inside edge of the deeper channels where the grass is starting to get into that 4 to 6 feet of water range. The redfish have kind of disappeared a little bit. There's still some rat reds and a few keeper size but smaller ones under the docks. But the sheep's head have really moved in underneath the docks up there from what I've been hearing, a few pompano.
I think this is going to make this cold weather's really making the big difference on the sheep head, because I didn't think it was going to be that much of a year, but it's really turning out to be a great year on sheep head. And I think it's just this extra cold weather. A lot of them will stop and just do the nearshore reefs. I think they're coming in.
Right. But the other thing that I've noticed, too, is that they're not concentrated in their usual spots. We're starting to see more concentrations on the flats, in the deeper sand holes. There are usually always a few in those spots, but it seems like there's better numbers in the, you know, like at the mouth of Bull Bay, Turtle Bay, in those sand holes in both Bull and Turtle Bay. A lot of guys seeing fish cruising, like even under those docks up there in Lemon Bay, usually those hold a few fish, but we're seeing a lot more numbers of them. Same way on the backside of Little Gasparilla Island, that whole backside there from where the ferry goes in and all those docks are stacked with some nice sheep's head from what guys are saying.
Yeah, it's a great time to hit that intercoastal and really work out the sheep head thing on the inside of those docks and hit the places you don't normally go to.
Yeah.
If you've got a place where you've really done well on sheep head, go a half a mile north or south or a quarter mile north or south and hit those docks.
Yeah.
Try some new ones because the old standbys just aren't getting it like the new places are.
Yeah, and watch some of those sand holes too. Any of those sand holes on the outer edge of the intercoastal, there seems to be little groups of 2 to 10 sheephead, and some of them are like 5 pounders. I mean, I'm hearing guys seeing some really quality size fish.
Well, I heard pompano are coming around the beaches up by Stump Pass, Little Gasparilla Pass. I'm hearing more stories about pompano. What's going on with the pompano along the shore?
From Manasota Beach all the way down to Boca, and even a few down into the Sound a little bit, and some up in the harbor. They kind of just all of a sudden popped up everywhere. And I don't know if they were already there and just weren't showing themselves that much, but the last 3 or 4 days I've had multiple reports from different locations on the pompano. And not giant ones, you know, 3 to 4 pounds. Not
keeper size. Nice something to fillet out and get a nice dinner out of them. And haven't had a lot of reports from the Gulf. You been hearing anything?
The last good report I got was from Friday, just because it's been a little windy. The guy said he was going to go out on Sunday, but he didn't ever call me to let me know if he actually went.
Now, I've had two people tell me about really nice amberjack fishing out there. If you could get between the winds and the bumps and the cold, there's a lot of amberjacks hitting out there right now.
And also some Almaco jack. The guy on Friday got into some real good Almaco jack at the Palm Island Ferry and M11, I believe it is, heading up towards Venice.
Yeah, either M15 or M11, whatever that is. Yeah, some nice fish up there, but a lot of real close
Steve Skevington actually got into some AJs on Monday. Yeah. I forgot about that because somebody was telling me he had them all over his Facebook from a trip on Monday that he did.
Yeah, I guess I should. I haven't been on the internet here much because we haven't been able to use it. So
yeah, I never get on it. I just live vicariously through everybody else with their Facebook and stuff.
Yeah.
They tell me stuff.
So,
hey, check this out.
Down around Redfish Pass, I've been hearing good sheephead, a few redfish. You heard anything on Captiva or Ponderosa?
In Captiva Pass, there's been some good sheep's head. There's been a lot of gags being caught in there, too, even though they're closed season. Then there's been some pompano and a few whiting right along the edge of the channel at Captiva, especially by those blow-down trees.
Now, I've heard a lot of sheep head down around... What's the name of the town at South End of Pine Island? St. James City. Mm-hmm. Heard a lot around St. James City.
Some bigger
some nice trout
down
through
there
that bottom end of the Caloosahatchee in behind Sanibel there.
Yeah, hearing some reports of some sandbar sharks too being caught off the beaches down there. Mallory was telling me about it.
And, yeah, she's going down to Lee County. Mallory's going down to Lee County beaches to see if they can refine the sharks again because it got so cold up here.
Yeah.
And people don't really realize that, you know, 20 miles can make a big difference.
Oh, a huge difference.
That's a huge difference in water temperature. Now, getting back up around Matt Lachey, I've been hearing sheephead around the bridges, a little bit of snapper activity, some trout through there, but I haven't really heard much about redfish. Have you heard anything?
I have not heard much about redfish from the Indian Fields or right there in the immediate vicinity of there. It's just mainly been the sheephead around right there in the main channel with a few mangroves.
Boquilla, north end up by Jug Creek. There was a lot of big snook on the outside, but they're going to be laying there. They're not going to eat. Not right now. It's going to be too tight for them.
Yeah.
A lot of puffers at the Jug Creek area out on the flats there. A
whole lot of puffer fish. The puffer fish, some mediocre to decent trout, a few jacks, a lot of sheep's head scattered throughout that whole sand flat area there.
You would think with this cold weather we'd be seeing tons of bluefish.
Exactly.
And I'm not hearing anything about bluefish.
Heard a few last week and then just kind of fizzled out, and it wasn't great numbers last week like you would think either. You know, have heard of a couple bigger ones, though, like, you know, in the 5 to 6 pound range where you're used to hearing about the 2s and the 3s.
Well, Danger Reef, the Cape Hayes Reef, Alligator Creek Reef, heard a little bit of stories about spade fish, been kind of coming and going. I think they're moving from one to the other. They should be loading up at ponds. Those spade fish load up at ponds this time of year real good. But Alligator Creek, what you heard about that, the reef out there?
The Alligator Creek Reef's got a lot of sheep's head on it. You know, guys are thinking they're getting robbed by the little mangroves that are normally there this time of year, but I think a lot of what they're getting is sheep's head because a few guys have been catching some pretty quality fish there. They're catching them on peeled shrimp. I had a guy catch 6 of them on using little tiny strips of squid.
Well, there you go.
That was kind of an unusual idea. You know, I mean, I've heard of guys using squid before, you know, but
I'll put a piece of squid on first and then put a piece of peeled shrimp meat on the hook, and they'll steal that shrimp meat and come back for the squid.
Right.
And because they like the shrimp a little better, but I've used this squid as kind of a second tap.
Right.
To do a double tap. You know, I miss them on the first one, wait, and they'll come back and hit that squid, and I'll nail them.
Yeah. It's kind of neat.
I've never used straight out squid.
Yeah. I've never had any success with it. You know, I've caught plenty of snapper and grunts and other oddballs out there, but I've never caught a sheep's head on just squid.
Well, I've used it like a double tap, but just as a primary, no, I haven't tried it for a primary.
The cobia kind of disappeared out there, and so did the Spanish. I haven't heard much of either one of them in the last few
days. Still some Spanish around the middle hole. I've been hearing from the reef down to the middle hole there. I've been still hearing stories about Spanish. Down by Marker 5, I've heard about some Spanish.
Well, and I have no doubt that they're there. I think just the biggest thing, I think, because of the water temperature. I mean...
Yeah, they're cold water, though. They like that stuff. They should be in thick as heck right now.
You would think, but they were acting weird a couple weeks ago. You know, the guys were trying to troll and not catching anything, but the guys that were free-lining shrimp, catching Spanish after Spanish after Spanish on a free-line shrimp, but couldn't get them to hit a spoon.
No, got to go deep, got to go slow.
That's just weird.
Slow and deep. I think the water did hit that 58's cold even for the Spanish, our Spanish.
Yeah.
But down by Bernstor, still a few trout in Bernstor right there.
Yep.
A gazillion snook that won't bite up in the marina. And sheephead along the mangrove edge there at Bernstor. I'm not hearing a whole bunch inside behind the bar on the east side. East keys are usually loaded up. We know there's redfish there. We know there's snook. Just don't know where they are.
Right. Yeah, it's like a little light switch went off, and I think, like you said, I think that water temperature hit that crucial point where those fish, rather than it happening overnight the way that freeze did several years ago that killed everything, it was a gradual process, and now it hit that vital point where those fish were smart enough to get out of there, and because of it not being windy and dumping the flats to bare sand, those fish were able to get into those deep winter pockets and hide out, and
I think there's a lot of fish out in the middle of the harbor we just can't find.
Right.
We just don't know where they're at. They got to be there. Just where are they going to be? Outside the bar on the east side, we've got trout. Even inside the bar, there's trout. But pompano cruising the outside of the bar, from what I hear.
Mm-hmm. And a few bonnet heads over there, too.
Yeah, they like that cold weather, too.
Yeah. Yeah, they don't mind it a bit.
Up in Alligator Creek, I'm hearing a lot about trout, mostly small ones. You heard anything else?
Mostly the small trout. Been a few guys catching a few whiting. They're not good numbers, but they seem like they're a little better quality fish. And then there's also been a few pompano still that they've been getting in an oddball mangrove.
Okay. Now, working our way up around on 41... A few Spanish up around south end of the bridge. Got some trout out towards the middle. You been hearing anything else?
A lot of silver trout and sugar trout over there. I've been hearing real good reports basically from there up to the 75 bridge of sugar trout and silver trout both.
And now silver trout don't have a size limit, and a sugar trout looks more like a perch.
Yeah.
They're very small. They're exceptionally nice eating fish, but, I mean, it's like catching yellow perch up north. You got to catch a lot of them. You get a 1-2 bite fillet out of them.
Good on a saltine.
Yeah. That's about it. That describes them just perfectly. But upriver, mostly hearing about small tarpon up there a little bit, a few silver trout and stuff up there, and a couple of smaller reds. Not a lot going on up the river right now.
Yeah, it's been real quiet. Cale was up there the other day and said how quiet it was, so he was actually going to venture down south to see what he could find.
Yeah.
One gentleman who fishes up there, he's up there 5-6 days a week fishing for whiting. He came in yesterday all flustered. He actually keeps a fishing journal that he's got that's 12 years in the making. But he had one flaw to his journal because I asked him, what was the difference with the water temperature in the last couple of years? And he goes, you know, I've never written that down.
Yeah, you need water temperature.
You know, he had tides, he had numbers of fish that he caught, which islands and which cuts he caught them all in for 12 years. I mean, that's pretty impressive.
Boy, if very had few the water people, temp on there, I'd buy that book.
Right.
I could turn that into a program and sell it.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of knowledge there, and unfortunately that's a real vital part of anything is, you know,
air and water temp.
Air and water temperature.
Cloudy or clear.
Exactly. So he was going to add that to his journal so he could start keeping better track, but he loves catching them. It just got frustrated.
Make sure he puts it in his will that you get it.
There you go.
Myakka River.
Myakka River, right around the top part of the Tippy Canoe, there's been a few redfish, but a lot more trout. Lots of sheep's head moving all around the Hog Island on the Myakka side. And then up by the Eljo Bean Trestle, it's been a little slow during the day except for a handful of sheep's head, but at night I've been hearing some pretty decent reports on big trout and little snook. Like, the trout are actually outsizing the snook.
Yeah, well, I can see that. The bigger snook, they're smart. They're just going to lay up, wait for something to get in front of them, or just wait till it warms up. But the smaller ones, just like any other creature, young and crazy. Okay, let's run and get.
The funniest part is, I've seen a handful of really big trout ever caught, you know, like what I would consider a true gator trout, like a 5-pounder or a 6-pounder. I've only seen a handful ever caught in the harbor during the day. Every big trout that I have ever seen has always been at night off of Eljo Bean.
Now, I've caught some pretty big trout in the intercoastal during the day and down towards Cape Hayes, out in front of Bull Bay. I've caught some real nice trout out there. Speaking of Turtle Bay, Bull Bay, what's going on down there?
Bull Bay is doing good right at the entrance. It's doing really, really good for some sheep's head and trout. Most of the trout are kind of on the smaller side. Both shacks on both sides of the channel there as you first go in. We've got sheep's head and some mangrove snapper underneath them. Then there's a lot of little redfish scattered way in the back of by those little, what are those little fish boats or houseboats.
Houseboats back there.
A lot of little rat reds on those. But going over into Turtle Bay, that's where there's been some very good quality redfish, but they've all been in that deep water. You know, around that back shack and along that whole channel heading over towards, what is that, the Eagle's Nest and the cut-through going into Bull. Those bigger redfish, like
people
24 really to 28 inches.
Yeah, they don't understand how much water's back there. There's 4 or 5 feet of water, four feet on the average plus.
Yeah.
And you get over by the Eagle's Nest over there, the Eagle's Cut, whatever it is. There's another trough that cuts offside in front of that beach where you get 6-7 feet of water a lot of times.
Oh, yeah. And there's some, I mean, even in the summertime, I mean, you showed me this, there's some phenomenal tarpon fishing back in there, like 100-pound tarpon in that trough.
Oh, yeah, there's some nice fish back there.
It's some impressive fish, but the redfish have been stacked in there as far as a more legal-sized one. If you're working the bushes real hard, you're going to find an occasional legal one. The majority of them are smaller. And then some better trout and sheep's head out on the open grass flats just right there past that manatee sign.
Now, Gasparilla Sound, anything going around there behind Boca, Phosphate Docks, Three Sisters?
The Little Gasparilla's been a little quiet. There's been some sheep's head in there where that rocky patch right in the center has usually got loaded with mangroves. It seems like the sheep's head moved in and chased them out of there. Oddball Pompano and an Oddball Spanish. But going from the Three Sisters over to the Phosphate Dock, a lot of sheep's head, few black drum, which kind of has made a little bit of a disappearing act up in the upper harbor. Few small gags, oddball redfish, few snook still cruising along or sitting along over there now.
Yeah, they're just kind of laying there. Is it too cold to live?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's about really what I've heard of right along there. But it's been mostly scattered sheep's head and trout and a few black drum.
Okay. Can't really, anything else that we need to talk about fishing report wise?
The bass fishing is doing really, really good for the guys who want to go out and try something a little different because they're in post-spawn and pre-spawn depending on which canal you find. Some of them are already egged out and some of those females are still really loaded up. The crappie have kind of been hit or miss. The guys that are finding them really good.
Yeah,
Lake
but that's
Manatee.
The way it's going to be because I'm telling you, the crappies are bunched up in a big ball.
Yeah.
With this cold weather, they're spawning. If they didn't spawn on the first cold snap, they're doing it now.
Right.
And so they're going to be in wads and balls. But yeah. Going back to the bass for a minute, scatter wraps are doing good on the ones who've already spawned. June bug colors and tequila colors, worms on the bottom doing real good on the ones who are just getting ready to, you know, do the eggs.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a lot of fish out there.
The evening bite has been real good with topwater stuff, like the little scum frogs and any little weedless stuff.
That new yum frog is doing pretty good. I'm hearing a lot about that. We're selling out of them pretty steady.
Yeah,
so,
definitely.
That frog is going to be not something to do right towards evening and work it slow.
Yeah,
take and spray it with something. We've got that garlic scent here, and it's not for the scent. It's to make it slick so you can get it across the pads and across everything. I shoot them with whatever kind of spray. It doesn't matter what flavor it is. You want to make the bottom slick, and that way you can just inch it and sketch it right across the top of the weeds.
I like that idea. That's
works
pretty
real good.
As soon as you said it, it made perfect sense. I like that idea a lot.
Yeah, you don't need the scent because they're up on top. They're hitting it on sight and vibration. Yeah. Smell isn't doing anything for you. But, boy, get them a little slick and they don't stick to the pads. Way better presentation.
I like that. That's a good idea.
Anyway, that goes back to my tournament days.
That's pretty awesome. I like that. I learned something new today. That's good stuff.
And crappies, minnows, beetle spins, both doing well. Seeing a little bit of panfish activity. Not a lot of bluegill stuff going on right now.
No, not too much. Lake Betty had some pretty good bluegill a few days ago. They were all small guys, but had a gentleman in here taking his granddaughter down there to fish, and he ended up catching a couple dozen little guys, smaller in your hand, but his granddaughter had a field day.
Oh, yeah, we're kids. There's nothing like a batch of bluegills.
Exactly.
So, Mark Nichols, owner of DOA, coming to the tent sale this year. He's going to be here. He's going to have his own casting tank, showing you how to work the DOA lures, the different stuff. Let's see, Gary Loomis is going to be here doing TFO rods. We got Eric, the owner of Mirror Lures. If you've ever, you know, everybody hears about the Mirrodynes, and you always wonder what, you know, this is a Mirrodyne, you see it. But if you actually want to watch the guy who invented it show you in a tank, Eric will be here. And he's the owner of Mirror Lures. And that's March 15th. We've also got Penn is going to be here. Quantum, I mean, there's just Rapala will be here. We got a huge lineup this year.
The original founder and owner of Star Rods.
Barry's going to be here. Oh yeah,
he'll be here.
Yeah, that's he's owned Star Rods 40 years plus.
Yeah. Rapala will be here. It's
going to be a good show. That's March 15th, a big tent sale extravaganza thing. If you want to buy stuff at a real good price and get to talk to the people. You know, when we started this, when you and I conceived this tent event, it was to get the people a chance to talk to the manufacturers.
Absolutely.
The people who own the companies, the
Let
people
them hear
who
your
design
complaints
it.
And your pros and your cons. And
right. Hear the praise about their products and all that. What we're finding out more and more each year is that this is the best opportunity for the owners of these companies to meet people that use their products, get good and bad feedback, and work together, give great prices on the stuff, and actually, it's actually more important for them to hear what the public has to say.
Absolutely.
They're actually just freaked out because it's not like a regular show where you get a bunch of people coming to look. Everybody comes in, kicks the tires. They kind of know what they want before they get here. And what they're doing is asking the manufacturers, is this the right thing? You know, is this the best thing for what I can do this with?
Absolutely. And it's just like, I mean, most of these guys are used to trade shows where they're used to dealing with owners that are super knowledgeable like you. Or not so much, most of them aren't even close to as knowledgeable as you, but they're used to dealing with guys like you and they're trying to just sell their product so you keep it in your store. They don't know
what
it takes to sell the product and how to talk to the customer as far as explaining them everything and what the pros and cons, because we get to hear it from our customers of what's wrong with it, what's great about it, what complications they're having, how to fix these things and how to improve on it. Most of these guys don't listen to us when we go to it, but when they're seeing and hearing the customer right in their face talking to them about the good and the bad about it, it seems to be making a much more profound impact on them.
Actually changing the way some of the companies do business. And so if you're out and about on March 15th, it's a Saturday. It's always right around St. Patty's Day. But it's Saturday, March 15th. You're going to be able to come in and talk to the owners of these companies. And more people coming to the thing, more people buying stuff is getting us more leverage. We're getting more of the owners, more of the manufacturers. Every year we get a few more, and it's just been great. I'm actually kind of really proud of the fact that the manufacturers are calling us asking if they can come.
Absolutely.
So, anyway, this is Frank, and that's Robert over there.
Thank you.
We're here, and we're trying to keep the radio show going while we change all this stuff. And there's the music, and I'm dancing. I'm going to dance my little butt all the way home and sit in front of the fireplace.
That's no kidding.
Yeah.
I'm going to grab my wool blanket and curl up on the couch.
Oh, that blanket you gave us from Mexico the other day. We had that on the bed for the last week. That thing's wonderful. Anyway, two frozen fish sickles down here in South Florida trying to do a radio show that may or may not reach it on the air. But by Monday or Tuesday, we will be back in full force. So thank you guys for listening. Fish and Frank and Robert, see you on the next Radio Fishin'.